Are you ready to celebrate for 6 weeks?
This autumn on the Isle of Wight, Can You Hear Us is celebrating all that the island is.
We're talking theatre,
carnival,
music,
new public art,
foraging,
shared meals,
poetry,
nature,
island craft,
landscape artists,
storytellers,
choirs,
and folklore,
culture and community, island wide.
Taking place in your towns,
your villages,
your schools,
community hubs,
and outdoor spaces. We want culture to be more visible.
To include everyone.
And to be easier to take part in.
And for the Isle of Wight to be recognised as the creative island it is.
Join the celebration.
Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.
In this podcast, we talk to Nia Collins.
Yep.
Go on, tell me about Nia.
Nia's Welsh. It's a Welsh name. Yeah.
So lovely.
The Land of Song.
The Land of Song, which, well, it sort of brings us nicely on to what you do and what your organisation does. Just tell us what the organisation is.
Yeah, so I work for Southampton Isle of Wight Music. We are part of the South Coast Music Partnership, regional music hubs that exist across the entire country. And our reason for being is to support music making for young people.
So tell me what you're doing for the Can You Hear Us project.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have a strand within the bigger Can You Hear Us project. So the music hub, our strand of that will be called Songs of Place. So across 2026, from kind of January onwards and leading up to a final event in October, we will be doing a kind of cross-generational music project celebrating the Isle of Wight and giving young people, local musicians, a platform to be heard through songwriting and kind of sharing their stories about the island, where they come from, taking pride in the island itself. So that will be in the form of songwriting workshops that will happen in schools. It will happen with community groups, families, local music leaders, amateur musicians. And the idea is that across the year, we will pull together a playlist, a Spotify playlist, a kind of album of songs from the island, which will culminate in a performance event happening in Ventnor Exchange's Big Top in October in Sandown. We've also commissioned a brand new piece of music, a new commission that will pull together all of those community groups into one kind of massed performance event as part of that event in the Big Top.
Sounds amazing. It really does. I mean,
if we can pull it off, hopefully.
It sounds like a big, a lot of work going to go involved.
Yes, definitely.
And the music is all being created by the young people and the people that are involved.
Exactly that. Yeah. So we are all we will be doing is facilitating them to create the content for this, and really showcase what, you know, we know we have some incredibly talented young people here on the island, and we really want to kind of have a platform for them to be able to showcase that. One part of that will be we will be creating a commissioning brief for bedroom producers, which we would love to share actually with you guys on the radio. So we'll be asking for people to submit their songs as part of that process. So it would be great to talk to you again about that sometime.
Excellent.
Once we've got that commissioning brief.
It's something that we do on a daily basis. We play local music and we're always after more. So it would be great if we could get a whole load of stuff that you create in the next few months.
Yeah.
And it becomes our playlist as well, which would be really, really good. So how do people, do people get involved in the same way as you mentioned before, or is this something slightly different?
It's something slightly different. So at the moment we're talking to a number of amateur music groups, we're talking to some community groups, we're talking to schools obviously, and we'll also be running some of this through the songwriting groups that I mentioned earlier as well, Songwriters Den and Aspire and Ride. But more information, once we have where those workshops, those open kind of workshop sessions will be happening, that will all go up on our website, again, siowmusic.org. So we will be sharing it via that platform and as widely as we can through whatever networks we can find.
Okay, and you mentioned age groups is eight plus?
Or? Yeah, it'll be up to age 18.
Okay,
so. But we will also be working with doing some intergenerational work. So for example, some of the singing groups that somebody like Independent Arts run, with retired community, we will hopefully do some work with community groups such as that to link them with young people and do some songwriting together. We'd love to talk to the Folk on the White people about collecting some sea shanties that we could work on with young people, creating some new things like that, and also some of the, you know, sort of more classical ensembles on the island, like the orchestra or the marching band, and doing some songwriting with them and linking them, those amateur musicians, up with young people.
So every genre?
Yes, we want to be super cross-genre. We've also hopefully got a DJ group that we're setting up in the coming year, from about February onwards, for young people aged between 16 to 19. We will be looking at drum and bass. Like, there's no limit on what the genre can be. The only kind of stipulation is that it's you know, we're asking you to write about your own stories and write about where you're from, about the island, this kind of incredible environment that you live in, and the kind of taking pride in that. And telling your story about where you're from.
And radio-friendly, obviously.
Radio-friendly, obviously, yes.
Do you know what, I'm not into rap, but I would love...
We will definitely have some rap in there, for sure.
I would love to hear some rap, but you just mentioned everything local. How great would that be?
Yes.
So you got a young person's take on the Isle of Wight in a rap track.
I love that. Well, we've worked with a fantastic rapper on the island called Joe Barnes, who ran this project called Born in a Barn for us at the Island Learning Centre. So he went in there to work with the students there to write rap, as you say. And rap is a really, really good medium for, as an outlet, as a way of, you know, writing about how you feel. And we've found that a lot. We're using rap, and the practitioners we work with that has really helped, particularly with young people they might be struggling with mental health, or they might be struggling to attend school. And we've done some really targeted work using rap as a mechanism for kind of working through those kind of things and getting it all down on paper. So I think that would be great to have some good raps in there.
And I'm glad that one of the rules are you whatever song you're going to write, it's got to be about the island, it's got to be about you. And this would leave such a legacy, won't it?
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's not just about, you know, the songs, it's also about the stories of those young people, the stories of the community musicians. You know, we know that there's a rich kind of musical history here on the island, isn't there? There's a kind of rich vein to pull on there. So, I think it would be really interesting to collect all of those together in one place.